Tevez.
Oh,
burst through. Luka gets around. Felipe!
Hour number two of Johnny Talk on his All-Stars live from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, across USC 210 in the rearview mirror. Now, Zach Attack, I got to ask you, man, Justin Jordan Spieth is like getting ready to rock in the Masters again. Is he going to choke? Zach?
Sorry, I was choking.
Are you gargling?
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of choking, are the Dodgers going to make it this year or what? What's happening with the Dodgers? We'll talk about that tonight in depth. Are the Dodgers for real in 2017, Zach?
Yeah, the Dodgers are off to a good start. Puig has hit three home runs already in just a couple games, and they went 3-1 against the Padres, so a good start so far for the Dodgers.
Okay, back to choking. Is Jordan Spieth going to choke this one?
Yeah, it's not looking good. He has a tendency to do that.
Hey, well, if he loses this game, this tournament, you know, he can go down as one of the greatest chokes of all time as far as the Masters are concerned.
Yeah, you know, he probably is thankful every day for the Warriors last year for
no
taking
doubt about
some of the
You are tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast show. Guess what? This is Johnny talking to his All-Stars. The text line 415-275-1613. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I had to come over and do this interview in person. I couldn't do it on the phone. I had to get the ambiance of Ricky Sports City here in San Leandro, California. Of course, the illustrious owner, Ricky Ricard. How's life treating you, Rick?
No complaints at all. I'm doing just fine. I woke up today. That's my main moment is that if I wake up, I'm fine. I get a good day. It's another good day.
Any day on the side of the dirt's a good day.
You got it. Exactly.
Right. Talk to you about Ricky's Sports Theater as far as the history is concerned. I remember your dad. Your dad was a restaurant originally, right?
Yeah. My dad started in the restaurant in the bar business up on Foothill Boulevard, which was it's Highway 50 now, in Hayward area there. Not where the highway is. We moved down here because they were building freeway. We had to move down here, so we had to get some property, and he bought the area and the property, and he moved here in about 1960.
Okay. And of course, the idea of a sports bar that came on later, that was your idea?
Yeah, we did that. We did that sports bar thing and TVs and stuff like that, and then it just grew from there, you know?
But it was a new idea. I mean, people weren't doing that. This was like the first sports bar I ever went to.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. It's it. You know, it was just something that needed. We have to want to get the big screens and do the stuff. And he was cooperative, and he knew I was trying to do the right thing for him. So,
talking about some of the memories here, I mean, I've seen people like Warriors coaches in here, yeah. Raiders coaches
Don
in
Nelson,
here.
Don Nelson,
exactly.
Don Nelson, right up on that wall right there. He's with Willie Nelson, Owen Wilson, all a bunch of people. Don was a good friend, nice guy, great guy.
I used to have drinks with him here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
That's before he went to New York. And then when I saw him in New York at the Garden, when he was working with the Knicks, I said to him, I said, you and I used to have drinks at Ricky's. He goes, Ricky's, Ricky's. I mean, hey, Don just lit up, man.
Yeah, he's great. I love the guy. He's just a good guy.
So some of the athletes you've had in here, talk to me. I mean, there's interviews, jerseys with Plunkett and Landa and all these guys. I mean, this is a Raiders museum.
Yes. Yeah, well, kind of like that, which is what we do. We put these up. We're proud to have them here. We support the team. We want everybody else to support the team wherever they play. I went through the L.A. days, went through the whole thing. So whatever it has to happen, you know, it's all been good. And working with the Raiders, people are just nice people, a lot of nice people.
Here's an off-the-wall question for you. You were born in the 50s, okay? At a time when Ricky Ricardo was on television, like the biggest thing on TV, him and Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz. What was it like growing up Ricky Ricardo
in the 50s?
Yeah, it was great. It was okay. They don't forget your name.
They don't forget you, but when Ricky Ricardo came up, people's eyes lit up, right?
Yeah, Ricky who, what? But that's it. Yeah, that's it. It was good. It's all good. Just that's my name.
Did Dad know that when he named you that?
I'm not even sure that was in part of the deal, but he says, you know, Ricardo's the last name, and then Ricky became part of that. That's Ricky.
Yeah.
Because of Ricky's the name of the restaurant too.
He ran a tough ship. Oh, I mean, when I was around here, I watched a couple guys get out of line, this and that, and he didn't wait for the bartender. He went up there and he talked to the guys himself.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's what you got to do. You got to present him to him, you know, and do that stuff. He wouldn't mess with my dad. He was a good guy. He wanted you to be a good person, and that's all he needed. That's fine. And he would step up and take care of things.
When we come back, we'll talk about the history of Raiders football, the Oakland sports dynasties, of course, the Oakland A's, the Raiders, and of course, Man, what can I say? The Golden State Warriors. Back with part two with Ricky Ricardo right after this. You're tuned to the Sports Byline broadcast. And, of course, the great Ricky Ricardo. We'll hear from Ricky a little bit more, of course, about the situation in Oakland, California. Of course, the Raiders leaving town. The Golden State Warriors leaving town. Three. Jack Attack, I got to ask you, man. Who's left? Andre Worthy doesn't even fight at home.
Yeah, it's not looking good. I mean, there's not a lot of sports teams left in Oakland, and I feel bad for Oakland because I don't feel like the fan base there is bad, you know?
Okay, Zach, I'll tell you to look into the future with all the money and the yuppies or the gentrification of Oakland, this kind of good stuff, the big money coming to town, the tech money, the tech people moving in here, of course, it being a lesbian capital of the United States, people didn't know that. But that new money coming to town, if this was 10 years from now, do you think the teams would be leaving as fast?
No, I don't think so. You know, they might even be able to bring some teams back to Oakland, but for the time being, I mean, going to Vegas, I know they'll make a lot of money there, but there hasn't been a pro sports team in Vegas, and I wonder if that's for a reason, you know?
No, I'll tell you why there hasn't been a pro team in Vegas, Zach. There was a guy named Anthony Spilotro. He was called the Ant. He was sent out here from the Chicago mob to rule Las Vegas in the 1970s and 80s, okay? And once the Mafia left Las Vegas, it's been a sad state as far as I'm concerned, because the Mafia took much better care of you than the corporate guys do as far as comp rooms and giving you meals and that kind of good stuff. I mean, the comps that go down in Vegas now, not like it used to be in the old days. Anyway, when the mobsters were running the Vegas casinos, and the Chicago mob was, they figured they could control sports, and they were controlling college lines, things like that. They figured they could maybe move in and control a sports team if they were in town. Now with the internet, everybody gambling, and, you know, I mean, come on, marijuana is legal in Nevada to an extent. So, you know, anything goes, baby. It's Sin City.
I understand that. I don't know. I just feel like I don't know.
Let me say this to you. $2 billion, a $2 billion stadium. Can you turn that down if you're an NFL team owner?
I understand why they did it, and I know in Oakland they really weren't willing to fund the stadium like that. But I don't know. I'm just not sure if the fan base is going to be out there.
You know, the Oakland Coliseum is appropriately named. You know why? It looks like the Rome Coliseum of baseball. I mean, that's how old of a stadium. It was built, I think, in circa 1967, 68, if my memory serves me correctly. And it never was an attractive ballpark to begin with. Of course, the Raiders played there, as well as the Oakland A's. In fact, the Oakland A's, if anybody wanted them, they might go somewhere.
I agree. I mean, they're kind of... They might be the last team left. And I happened to catch a little bit of an A's game the other day. And to be fair, it was a day game, but it looked like there were like 30 people at that game.
35.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I mean, the stands were completely empty.
Zach, this is how, let me tell you how bad it was back in the days when the Giants in the 1970s, okay, we'd go to Giant games and they would announce the attendance after during the seventh inning or before the seventh inning. Today's total attendance, 1,726 people. Well, that 1,726 included the policemen, the ushers, the players. They counted the players. I kid you not. They counted everybody in the ballpark because that's how bad the numbers were at Candlestick back in the day.
That's crazy to think. And, I mean, you look at like a – I know the Giants have good attendance now, but just compared to like now, the Dodgers' attendance a lot of times is like over 50,000.
If the Dodgers had a stadium that could hold 75,000 people, they might fill it a lot of most nights.
I think so. That's a good fan base, I'd say. But
yeah, and Chavez Ravine is an old ballpark, isn't it?
It is, but it doesn't look quite as run down as some of these other old ballparks.
As Oakland?
Yeah, it's not quite in that shape.
Okay. Why is it? Let's go back to Oakland for a second before we get to part two with Ricky Ricardo in this next segment after the break. Andre Ward doesn't fight at home either because he doesn't draw there. What's going on with Oakland?
You know, I don't know what it is. I mean, I think that the Raiders draw there. I think the Warriors draw there. I mean, I know the A's don't, but those teams draw there. When it comes to Ward, I think, for him, a lot of it is like he doesn't fight consistently enough. And when he does fight, he hasn't been fighting the best guys the last couple of years other than Sergey Kovalev. So I think that plays a role. And also, I mean, Ward isn't exactly the most interesting personality, you know, and his fight, and he's not a knockout artist. So I feel like when you're a boxer, that's kind of, you kind of got to have one or both of those. Like, you either got to be this knockout artist that doesn't really have to talk because you're putting up these highlight reels, or you got to be like a Mayweather type where people want to see you lose, basically.
But you know, all fairness to him, I mean, I think he has the skill to rumble if he wants, but I think he knows that he's been hurt before, and he realizes the longevity. I mean, there's a guy that's got his eye on the future. Speaking of the future, in June he rumbles again with Kovalev. He better come up with a better game plan than that last one.
Right, I agree. And I mean, to his credit, he showed a lot of grit in that fight, and he came back in the fight. But I personally didn't think he did enough to win. But he definitely fought back into the fight, and he probably won more of the second half of the fight than Kovalev did. So
yeah, but this wasn't a 15. If you would have only given Andre Ward the fight, maybe you gave him another three rounds to win.
Something like that. I mean, and even then, we don't know because it looked like Kovalev was starting to come on again in the last round. So, I don't know. It's just one of those things. At the end of the day, I mean, I'm just trying to explain why I don't think he draws. I think the guy's a great fighter and a Hall of Fame level fighter, but I just don't think that people are as engaged by his personality. Like, a hardcore boxing fan will tune in anytime Ward fights because he's just that good.
You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course. Scott Cuddy is the producer tonight. Scott, welcome back from vacation. We missed you. You are tuned to Sports Byline Taco Man Radio, live from the city by the bay.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Hey, you going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late.
You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
All of America, according to Sports Illustrated. How'd you pull that one off? That's quite an honor.
Yeah, it is quite an honor, and I was really quite amazed when they did that and stuff like that, but it just happened. I think the local sports writers here sent this in to them and stuff like that. So we used to deal with the sports writers, Ron Bergman and all the other guys, all the good guys and stuff like that. And it turned out all right, so I'm proud and to be able to do this.
I think Dad would have freaked out. He was, whoa, number two sports bar in all of America?
There you go. That's it. Yeah, he was happy. He's a good man. I got a picture right back of him over there with Otis Sistrunk holding on to him.
Number 60.
There you go, right here. Okay. Great picture.
Let's talk about Oakland sports. You and I have been part of Oakland sports since we've been born, okay? Yes, and, of course, the Raiders, the A's. The A's came here in the 60s. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors came from San Francisco. Now, the Warriors are leaving. They're going back to San Francisco. Well, that's a done deal. And now the Raiders are a done deal. They're going to Las Vegas. I mean, why is it the Oakland Raiders sports fan seems to get backhanded by the leagues the way they do?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what drives things is maybe the money, and that's what it is. So they want to transfer there, and somebody and the guys make a lot more money in this area. It's probably all about that, really, and stuff. But, you know, I think just like anything else, they may not play here. We used to have buses of the game, do all that stuff. You just make your adjustments. Life is a series of adjustments. And if you don't make the adjustments, you're not going to get very, very far.
Whoa, the words of Ricky Ricardo talking about, of course, the Oakland Raiders and the decision to move to Las Vegas. Now, just think with me 10 years into the future and all the new money that's coming into Oakland. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Raiders would make the decision to move if we were 10 years down the line.
I don't know if it's in stone right now. So it could not be in stone. There could be other stuff going on and we don't even know about right now.
So do you think that the Raiders are leaving town, the Warriors are leaving town?
That's what it said is going to be. But it hasn't happened yet. Nothing has happened yet. So there's talk about it and stuff like that. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It may not be that way.
Yeah, but when people are dangling $1 billion in front of you, a couple of $1 billion in a stadium or front of you, things like that, it's sort of tough if you're a guy that's out to make money, it's sort of tough to turn that down.
Yeah. I know it's good percentages about the money and they want to do that stuff, but there might be some other value in it too.
What is a Raiders fan? How do you break down a Raider? What is an Oakland Raiders fan?
A Raiders fan is a compassionate fan that loves his team and does anything for his team and does any of that and does all that stuff. It just, he's got a gift. He's a Raider fan. And they wear their stuff for all that stuff. And they're proud to be what they are. They give them some kind of control.
And that'll stay the same no matter where they can play on the moon, right?
Exactly. You can play on the moon.
The Raiders team this past year was a pretty good team. I mean, who's the big guy on defense? Khalil Mack. I went over and interviewed him. He's quite a character, man.
Yeah. I think all the guys are pretty good. Yeah, that was fine. We got guys when we first started, Rod Martin and Jeff Barnes and all the good guys and stuff. It's always been a pleasure.
Yeah, I know.
Gentlemen, good guys, and it's fun to be able to know them and talk to them.
Here's a serious, we'll get serious just for a minute. We'll talk with Ricky Ricardo of Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. Of course, that's the original Ricky's.com. Now, I escaped from boxing with few injuries. In fact, you wait 10 years after your contact sports career is over with to see whether you've got CTE. In other words, things like that, chronic, you know. All right, so I got lucky. I got past it. Now, if somebody asked me would I put my kid in boxing today, I would say no. Okay?
Yes.
with all the guys that you've seen, and you and I have seen it over the years, the residual effects of playing pro football, can you see in 20 years from now where somebody would say, you know what, maybe this isn't what I want to watch or what I want to do?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. If they want to watch or want to do it, I think that the game, and the game is so large and so exciting and so well, I think people are going to want to watch it. It's fun. They love it.
But what about athletes? I mean, if you had a college education, if you had a college education and you went to college and everything and you're smart enough to get a degree, you're probably smart enough to realize that banging heads against with a guy with steel helmets on is probably not a good thing.
That's probably right. And so you just have to be careful what you do, the best you can do it. And then and if it's going to happen, it could happen to anybody. You walk down the street and get hit by a truck. You know, things like that happen.
What if we took the helmet? I got a question for you. What if we took the helmets off football players? Would the game change?
I would imagine. I think it would be much more tougher to make sure you don't get yourself, you know, hurt or done without helmets. I don't think it would work without helmets. You have to have a helmet. You have to have protection. You have gears. You have to rest and stuff. You have to have that.
You know, there's a league going on down in Florida, with eight-man. They're kind of put this – they don't wear helmets.
I'm not sure how long that's going to be lasting.
Well, obviously it can't be lasting too long. It's not on your air here. Every great program in sports is on the big screen here at Ricky Sports Theater.
It's not on it. You know, they've got that in one area. They're trying something. I don't think it's too smart that way, to do that way.
USC 210 tonight. Of course, you've had the USC from the beginning, and from the beginning you've had it mixed martial arts. And at first it wasn't the hottest ticket in the world, but now it is. It's hot, huh?
It's hot. Yeah. Mixed martial arts, all the different things, that's real tough stuff. So, people love it. They do.
So what draws better, the USC or a big boxing match like Manny Pacquiao or something like that?
Those will be equal. Pacquiao and those guys and stuff like that are great.
All right. Since you go back a ways, can these guys outdraw the Duran Leonard and those type of guys or the Hagler guys that era?
You know, thing is of itself. It could be as exciting as anything else can be, and it can be done. But it just has to be done, so they still do it. Right.
2017, as we sit here, the Raiders, as I said, look like they're going to move. The Warriors are definitely moving. The A's, you think the A's will stay?
Yes.
Why?
I think it's solid for them. There's less competition with that, all that stuff with. I just think they'll stay.
Do you think they'll ever put a competitive team on the field? I mean, they look so good. They're the farm club. You know they're the San Francisco Giants of the 1960s. Remember when the Giants gave away Orlando Cepeda for Ray Sadecki? Remember that one? And he won the MVP that year?
Yeah, that's it. Well, you never know. Everything changes,
Oakland's got a good team this year as far as football is concerned. I mean, the Raiders, they had a good team last year.
I think so. Yeah, I think they got it done well. I haven't seen a lot of it, but I think I hear good things about it.
Had the quarterback not got hurt, you think they'd have went further?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
So we look for bigger and better things for the Raiders in 2017. You can actually see them exceeding what they did in 2016?
I do.
In closing, how can I put this? What's your advice for the world? You've been a successful businessman.
Give advice to the world. I can give advice. Do the best thing you can. Enjoy yourself. Make sure that if you're doing something and you want to get some stuff done, you do it correctly and care about it and care about yourself and enjoy your family.
Ricky Ricardo, Ricky Sports Theater, Ricky's.com. Check it out. You're tuned to Sports Byline. Thank you, Robbie.
All right. You're tuned to Sports Byline, bro. Don't worry. Of course, Ricky Ricardo, what a class act.
Hello,
Mrs. Tina. Got to spend some time with him on Saturday, of course, over in San Leandro. When Sports Illustrated ranked them the number 2 sports bar in all of America, I was blown away because it was the first sports bar I had ever been to. And Zach Attack, I got to tell you, man, when you come next time to the East Bay up here, we got to go to Ricky's and spend some time there. And they used to have a Pedro Fernandez quesadilla, but it sucked so bad. Taking it back, nobody bought it, so they pulled it off the menu. Isn't that cold?
Yeah, that's they should have given more of a chance for a Bay Area legend.
Well, they got the Willie Brown steak sandwich. That's what I think you should take part on. Zach, did I hear you writing down an 800 number earlier? Was that 1-800? What was that?
The health alert
hotline.
And
Zach, they don't do oral. They're not into like oral health. That's what, like old people, Zach, senior citizens, Medicaid. Didn't you listen to the commercial? I heard you writing the number down. I guess you didn't listen to it all. Bottom line is Zach's got his health issues right now. No doubt about that. Now, the Dodgers. Let's talk about the Dodgers. Is it all about Clayton Kershaw or does he have a good supporting cast?
He has a good supporting cast. I mean, Hyunjin Ryu, the Korean pitcher who has been out for a long time the last couple of years, he's back in the fold. I mean, they got this young Julio Urias from Mexico. So, I don't know. The Dodgers definitely have like a good starting rotation. Puig is batting well, and they have a lot of good bats on their lineup. So, I don't know. I think they got a good supporting cast.
And you should know, he hangs out in Chappers Ravine collecting Coke bottles. I kid you not. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Zach Jack Young is my co-host. We're coming to you live on Sports Byline.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Don't miss the annual Outdoor Power Sale at Ace, our biggest outdoor power sale of the season. Save big on mowers, blowers, trimmers, chainsaws, and more from the best brands like Craftsman and Toro, all under one roof. And as always, the help is free. Hurry into your local Ace now for huge savings during our biggest outdoor power sale of the year. Offers valid on select products through April 17th at participating stores. Includes instant savings offers for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What's your rush, doll, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
What do you say I smack you around for a while?
Can't we do both?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Foster Brooks?
Thank you very much. As the Puerto Rican gentleman just told you. I have never met Don Rickles. In fact, he's probably wondering what I'm doing here. He has never even seen. He has never seen me before. He has never heard of me, and our paths have never crossed. However, Mr. Rickles, you and I do have an indirectly relationship. You see, I'm fooling around with your wife. So, you see, we do have something in common. I hope you understand, Don, that we have tried to keep this very, very discreet. So don't tell anybody, will you? My wife would be furious if she found out about it. Don, I really must compliment you on your spouse, Mrs. Pickles. I say that because she's a real dilly. And I must also admit you have a very lovely home. Incidentally, you're out of scotch. And if you happen to think of it, pick up some pretzels. You know, Don, what your wife and I love to do most? Watching you while you're on TV. When you're on, we just laugh and chuckle and giggle. And sometimes we even turn the sound on. And we are always sad when you finish your act. That means you're on your way home and I better cheese it. Which reminds me, you're out of Velveeta, too. Now, please, Don, don't blame your lovely wife for any of this. Our getting together was all my doing. It's all my fault. I happen to be the one who answered her ad in the Hollywood Free Press.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Zachary, Foster Brooks, did he sell that well with Don Rickles there, or was that sort of tough there? Sort of, I don't know. I wasn't too. Foster Brooks was a great comedian back in the day. I mean, the ability to play the drunk and this and that, but I would have preferred to hear more of Rickles. I mean, we need to hear more of Rickles. We'll get Rickles a little bit later. Anyway, do you ever get to see Don Rickles at all, Zach? You know who he is?
Yeah, Don Rickles, you know, he's very funny. I liked how he had like kind of a controversial sense of humor, but it was one of those things where you just never knew what he was going to say.
But Zach, I was at the MGM Hotel, I guess it had to be 15 years ago, and he was playing, and I said, can I get a comp ticket to go down, because I don't buy tickets. Anyway, I went down, and I saw him, and the lady says, do you want to sit here? And it was a front row. I'm like, oh, no. So believe it or not, that one seat must have been marked, because he tore into that guy like you wouldn't believe. But he tore into the guy to the point where it really wasn't dirty and it wasn't gross or anything like that. He just had everybody rolling.
Yeah, I mean, he's a funny guy. He's one of those comedic legends that is definitely going to be missed. And, I mean, he had a really long career, and I think we should be thankful for that at least.
Okay, let's talk about the NFL draft. We're like 3 weeks away. This is, of course, the end of the month, of course, and the New England Patriots are coming off that great Super Bowl win. Of course, man, Atlanta Falcons are just trying to say, what happened? Are the Falcons a choke of 2017 without a doubt?
Yeah, you know, I think that was probably the biggest choke I've seen in the Super Bowl. What do you think?
Probably the biggest choke I've seen in sports. It makes Jordan Spieth choke like nothing. Anyway, let's talk about the top five quarterbacks entering the draft this year. Now, you got two guys that sound alike, Deshaun Kaiser and Deshaun Watson. Who's better?
I like Deshaun Watson. I think that he was impressive against Atlanta or Alabama both years. And I don't know, both years that they played in the national championship, back-to-back national championships, I'm impressed with him. I think that he has a good arm and he makes good decisions. And he's just one of those guys that it seems like you can't count out of a game. And beating Alabama in the national championship, I mean, there was some controversy around the game, but his performance, he was the best player on the field, I felt.
Bad dude, pound for pound, just one bad dude. Going to go in the middle of the draft or the top end of the middle of the first round or the top of the first round? What do you think?
I think he'll go in the top. I really think that if the Browns don't grab him, which he should hope that the Browns don't get him, then yeah, I think the 49ers will try to get him. I mean, I don't see why not. Like, they didn't re-sign Kaepernick. It doesn't look like they're going to re-sign him. So, I don't know, getting a guy like that, I think that would be a positive move for the franchise.
Did you hear that Kaepernick is being banned from the NFL because of his diet?
I've heard about that. And I wanted to talk to you about this because it's getting to a point where it's kind of hard to support the NFL for doing something like this, you know, for basically blackballing someone for just speaking their mind. And even if you don't agree with them, guys have done far worse things and are still allowed to play. And Kaepernick, I still think, is better than half the starting quarterbacks out there. So I don't know.
He just came up with a whole plane load of food he brought over to Somalia. I mean, you know, I mean, the guy shows class, man. I mean, you may not like his political views, but guess what? He puts his money where his mouth is.
Yeah, and it's so ridiculous. I remember I put that out there on social media, that what he did for Somalia, what he's done with he donated a bunch of his shoes. I put it out there, and there's always some detractors who come out and say, well, oh, did he take a knee when he did it? And it's like, what is that even? This is like he's doing some genuinely kind things, and people just are hung up on that so much.
You know, Zach, I hate to bring the complexion of issues into it, but I watched the political scene unfold this week with the former cabinet representative for President Obama, Susan Rice. And I thought they always went after her. The right went after her because she was black. You know what I'm saying? She was an easy target. And she's back in the news being a target, supposedly. Anyway, it's just funny. I just think that we still right now, especially with President Trump involved, man, he doesn't seem to be mending any fences as far as racial fences are concerned. He seems to be wanting to build walls and fences. And I really don't think that's what we need in this country. Because you know what? I'll get off subject for a second, but people sneaking over the border, they haven't snuck over the border in a long time. They're not coming here anymore. They don't want to come here.
I think that the interest has definitely gone down. I know that I talked to people in other countries and they wanted to move to America for so long. And then now with this recent election and everything that's going on, they're kind of like, maybe I'll go to Canada.
Okay. Both Watson and Kaiser showed a little bit of inconsistency this year, and some can say maybe they threw too many picks. You think that's the truth, the case?
They did throw a lot of picks, but I don't know. I don't get too hung up on that because it's really easy when you're talking about playing like these elite defenses that some of these guys that they're playing, you know, so. At the next level, I look more at like what type of decisions did they make when it mattered the most? And when you talk about Deshaun Watson, I mean, he made all the right moves in that national championship game.
No doubt about that. We'll talk about, of course, the Oakland Raiders no longer being the Oakland Raiders in a couple of years. There's actually talk around town, believe it or not, Zach. I think they want to play 3 years here, but they've only got a 2-year lease. I think the Oakland's talking about kicking them out after 2 years and making them go play somewhere else. Can you believe that?
I mean, I believe it. Like, I think that at least at some point, the attendance is going to be way down. And I know that stings for Oakland for how long they were there. And, you know, they've left before. So I don't know. I would imagine that a lot of people in Oakland are really upset about that.
Okay. Oakland goes down this year and loses because their quarterback goes down towards the end of the season, okay, in the playoffs. All right. Let's give them that. Okay. So they can come back from that. I mean, they can look at that loss and say, you know what, we had a good 2016, we're ready to rebuild and come back in 2017. If you're the Atlanta Falcons, how do you come back after choking like that?
I have no faith in the Falcons. I think that if you have any faith in the Falcons, I don't even understand why, because That loss that they had was just so crushing, and it's so hard to get back to the Super Bowl as it is. I mean, I know people saw Seattle do it in back-to-back years, but people don't know how uncommon that really is for a team to do that. And the only other team I can think of off the top of my head is the Bills, and we saw how that ended.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Our text line, you want to hit us with a text? In fact, I'm going to go over a couple of texts in the last break if I got some time. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So the Warriors beating the Pelicans tonight by 22 points, 123-101, and Durant being back for 19 points. His moves, I watched him make a move to the baseline. He looked like his knee wasn't bothering him at all, and I think that's really, really good news for the Warriors, but it's bad news for the rest of the NBA.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually have to make a correction. I said it was an 11-game win streak. They're on a 14-game winning streak. So, yeah, it's definitely impressive, and they're getting Durant back at the right time. Hopefully Curry won't be out for too long. I mean, I think that they got to be the favorite to win the championship at this point.
You know, it's good to see Steph Curry being back, of course, a two-time MVP. Durant had only played 31 minutes, and, of course, the Warriors are so balanced right now. I mean, They seem to be clicking now that Durant's back. Do you think it was an emotional thing to get him back? Because they were sort of ragged in some of those games when he wasn't around.
Yeah, definitely at the beginning of that streak, you know, at the beginning of him being out, they lost a couple games. And it really looked like, oh, man, if the Warriors, they might not make it out of the first round if they can't get Durant back. But they found their bearings, and I think they just went back to what made them so good last year when they didn't have Durant. And it's kind of carried over. Now that Durant's back, it's not like they're going to get worse now that Durant's back.
Switching gears, the LA Times did a number on the president this week. I'm not going to mention that, but you want to look at it. It's pretty interesting. What's happening with the LA teams as far as football concerned? The Raiders are there. The Raiders are there. The Chargers are there. The Rams are there. I mean, is there football in the paper every day?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of talk about football. I think that the Rams and Chargers both have new coaches, so people are excited about that. And it kind of feels like a new beginning. I do think that people are a lot more excited about the Rams than the Chargers, though. And I got to say that if the Raiders were going to move, I don't know. I think that there was so much more interest in L.A., and they probably could have even moved the Chargers to Vegas or something, you know?
Zach. The Raiders are looking at a deal where they're getting a $2 billion stadium, plus they'll have a stadium in which they can sell their tickets at the highest prices they want to the casinos. See my point?
I get you, man, but there's a lot
money,
of money.
Zach. It's all about the money. Forget anything else. Anything else doesn't matter. This is sports, baby. This is America. The dollar.
I get it. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of money in L.A., too, that they could have had.
Good point. Zach, what was that number again? 1-800? You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If Zach can make it through another segment, we'll be back right after the break. You're tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Zachary, I got to ask you, man. I really got to ask you. The Jordan Spieth, of course, doing his thing here in the Masters. He roared back. I mean, he was like 10 strokes down. Now we'll get to a score in just a minute. But some of the guys that didn't make it, and I was a little surprised, Phil Mickelson, Rory McIlroy, and, of course, Fred Couples, they're not up there as far as the charge is concerned. But tied for first place, Justin Rose at minus six, along with Sergio Garcia. Sergio Garcia, I think, has been on top for a couple of rounds here. Ricky Fowler is number five, in 5 under, and Jordan Spieth is tied for fourth place at minus four. He came back with a 68. As far as the third round is concerned, Spieth will set a Masters record if he can come back from 10 strokes down to win a jacket. Is he going to win a jacket?
I think he will. I think that he's really going to be determined after the collapse last year to kind of undo that narrative.
You think that, well, back to that last year thing. I mean, how do you overcome that? Do you think he went and saw a psychologist?
I think he probably did. I think that a lot of athletes, the best athletes just can shake that stuff off and forget about it. It's like a quarterback who throws an interception, you know, on the next play that they forget about that interception if they're really like a top-level quarterback.
Interesting. So as far as L.A. is concerned right now, the City of Angels, of course, the buses have control of the Lakers, no doubt about that. The Rams are happening. The Chargers are happening, man. I'm telling you, L.A. is the place to be in the next couple of years as far as sports is concerned.
Yeah, I got to agree with you there. It's definitely coming alive, and there's still the Los Angeles Football Club on the way.
Good point. Zach Attack, have a great week, my brother.
You as well, Taco.
Zach,
man,
what's that number you're looking for there?
Hell's a letter outline.
Yeah, Zach Attack, Young and myself, Johnny Taco, coming to you live from Sports Byline. Paul Scott Cuddy's our producer. Blame him for anything that's wrong. No, he's the greatest in all the entire world. Until next week. Peace, love, and lots of respect.